Airports are a critical part of Hawaii's $18 billion tourism economy, but they're rated poorly by travelers and airlines. After years of failing to address the problem, state lawmakers could make a change this legislative session. Almost 10 million people visited Hawaii in 2018. Nearly all of them arrived on an airplane. But our airports don't always give a good first impression.
I toured with our team this morning in the baggage services. I mean, literally, things are coming off the wall.
That's United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz talking with Hawaii News Now last summer. He's not alone in his reaction to airport conditions. Daniel K. Inouye Airport in Honolulu was ranked the second worst large airport in North America last year by a J.D. Power passenger survey. Kahului Airport on Maui was dead last in the midsize category. So, what to do?
When we look across the country in 47 out of 50 states, there is some form of independent authority managing an airport.
Kaili'i Akina is with the free market think tank Grassroot Institute of Hawaii. Alaska, Maryland, and Hawaii are the only states without independent management of their airports. Hawaii's 15 airports are operated by the State Department of Transportation. But Hawaii Island Senator Lorraine Inouye wants to change that. For the past 4 years, she's introduced bills to create an independent authority to manage the state's airports. Inouye did not respond to HPR's request for comment, but last year's bill is still alive and under consideration by lawmakers. Disagreements over how much freedom the proposed airport authority should have on budget and labor issues held up its passage. A major sticking point was whether the awarding of construction contracts should follow the stricter rules used by state agencies or looser rules for private companies. Subcontractors like pipe fitters and electricians were specifically worried about a process called bid shopping.
After they get awarded, they'll shop to get a lower bid.
Al Itamoto is with the Electrical Contractors Association of Hawaii. He says the state procurement rules prohibit bid shopping by requiring general contractors to disclose which subcontractor they've hired and at what price. But bid shopping is allowed on private projects, which aren't subject to the more stringent rules for public projects.
The private jobs are the Wild Wild West because the generals can do anything like that.
Proponents of the idea say the entire point of independent management is to give airports more freedom to get needed improvements done quickly. In written testimony, the Department of Transportation said it currently takes an average of 4 years to complete an airport improvement project, and it supports loosening the rules. The state-run airport system is self-funded through terminal concession sales, fees paid by airlines and passengers, and federal grants, rather than state tax dollars. Kaili'i Akina argues that should exempt airport projects from the normal procurement rules.
Those revenues are business revenues, and they don't need to conform to the procurement laws.
Legislators have until April to make revisions or table the idea once again. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.